Maintenant, je passe la parole à Oliver, Bruce Oliver Samuel. Now, just key question, because on the research, which research priority will help increase the agricultural production in Western Central Africa in the coming decade?
Agricultural production is, you know, you're talking about a wide spectrum. But coming from the research angle, I would like to attack it probably looking at what we consider strategic commodities on the continent. Going back to what our heads of states identified as six strategic commodities under CADEP, and eventually we had support and investment from the African Development Bank in four of those commodities through the support, the project, the SADC project, and of course some investments from IFAD, principally mentioned in rice and in cassava. Kanu also did talk about Feed Africa, and the focus there with the bank being more inclusive now has added more commodities, value chains, and I think somewhere around, I'm told 12, 15, maybe even 21, depending on what you are talking about. So to address this whole issue of agricultural production, I would like to probably, you know, come down and look at probably commodities, because in general, the key priorities across commodities are basically, from the research angle, quite similar. And I will start with the first, I think, key priority would be for commodity research would be definitely looking at varietal improvement. Varietal improvement in terms of breeding, looking at how do you close the yield gap? You know, you have a genetic gain, the potential of a particular variety or commodity to be able to reach its maximum potential. We always have to look at that all the time, because over time, material degrades, it's through introgression. You have a variety that was doing well 10 years later, obviously it's no longer what it used to be. So research constantly has to go in there and mine those genes and make sure that we are able to pull out, so to contribute to agricultural productivity. Talking about breeding, a key area would be seeds and seed systems. So when you talk about production, that's where you start. So if you don't have good seed and your seed systems are not working, people don't have access to seed. So that area, I think, since the overall discussion is tailored around private sector involvement, that's a key area where definitely we see some input from the private sector. Not in the big, you know, we're not talking about the big guys, we're talking about mostly small SMEs, individual farmer groups. You know, just recently we had the case of a store in Senegal in some region called Anambe, in Kolda region, where farmers were now being able to buy tractors just from producing rice seed. So you can see that in terms of production, that's where you start. The private sector has a role in it. So it's that linkage with how you link with the private sector to make sure they have the material, constantly improving the material so we can produce. One other aspect of breeding would be, and it's critical at this time, is how do you deal with stresses, abiotic stresses. We talk about climate change. We breed for drought tolerance, cold tolerance, submergence, flooding. All those things shows the importance. They're really key priorities in terms of varietal improvement. I have in my mind about five key areas. The second would be in the area of agronomy, soil water management, soil fertility. And it's key in that area. The key element is, how do you accompany farmers in terms of good agricultural practices? When you put at their disposal good material, it has to go with a certain way of doing things, okay? To make sure that that genetic gain or potential that you have in your variety is expressed. So that would be my second in terms of research priorities. Let me try and run quickly before I'm asked to stop. The third would be post-harvest. Post-harvest, talk about post-harvest losses, but on the other side, we also talk about post-harvest and value addition, processing, you know, making sure that, for example, ladies want to add value in terms of parboiling. What kind of machinery, what kind of, you know, how do you help them make sure that thing is done so that you have quality at the end? So that is about my third point. My fourth would be, which is not probably something that we allocate to research, but it's quite significant, is policy research market related. You have to, at some point, the Dwyer is saying that we trade amongst ourselves. It's all that produce is bought locally. But there's nothing wrong with being able to make sure that what you produce is of a good standard quality, that you can sell it in the neighboring country, and you can even go further, okay? I mean, we have the case of parboiling, the ladies doing parboiling in Benin. I mean, we're trying to help them to make sure that the quality of the parboiled rice is as good as the parboil that is coming from outside, so they can now compete in the Nigerian market, okay? And for that, you talk about how we help them through innovation platforms, okay? Multi-stakeholder associations where they sit down and they have a target. They want to target a particular part of the market, and through discussions, interactions, they're able to really come up with ideas, and we help them to make sure they get to what they want to get to. I think the last one, before I get stopped, is mechanization. We talk about mechanization. But here we're really talking about equipment and tools, okay? I'm not against the hoe or the daba, but if I can have one level up of mechanization where I can use tools, you know, say a weeder, for example, you know, running on a wheel is probably much easier than me using, you know, so really, you're talking about mechanization. And then the additional dimension of mechanization, I think two areas. One, agribusiness, because then you can have local artisans able to now build those things and sell, okay? Second is you are able to attract youth, women. You target women in terms of making sure that the kind of tools and equipment that you produce, they're able to use with ease. I mean, for the younger generation, again, before spending their time running and going to Europe to try to seek solace over there, the chances of those people being trained, okay, vocational training, learn how to manufacture, okay,
Samuel,
how to build
I
things,
think...
so that you know, in the final analysis, you have youth being entrepreneurs, you know, being resource persons, etc.
Thank you so much for your contribution. You stop there. Thank you so much.